Let's get to Love Him or List Him, because this is something that I've never heard of before.
Never.
Okay. Why don't you tell everybody what's going on in your life, Brooke? We'll give you some advice. Listeners will call in. It's Love Him or List Him. What's up?
My husband, he's a bit of a nervous Nancy, like to the point where he's got a contingency plan for almost everything.
Oh, sounds like a good Boy Scout to me. Be prepared. I like it.
Right, but it might go a little too far because he's got a backup to the backup, and now that includes himself.
What do you mean a backup to the backup? In case something were to happen to him or what?
Yeah, he's a pilot, and he's recently decided it's probably a good idea if we make a plan for his death.
Oh, you're not kidding. Yeah, he is all about a good contingency plan.
Oh.
Jeez.
I mean, like, he flies helicopters, and, like, I'm sure you've noticed it, but we've had a lot of helicopter crashes in the news lately. So I made the mistake of saying something to the tune of, I can't imagine what I would do if anything ever happened to you, which then sent him into, like, major prepper mode.
Oh, no. So he's trying to figure out what would be the plan if he were to die suddenly.
Yeah. He took it upon himself to talk with my ex-boyfriend, who just so happens to be my husband's best friend, about being a stand-in should something happen to him.
He's not messing around.
No. I mean, I dated Mark before I met my husband, and Mark decided to play the field and made the best decision ever when he introduced me to his best friend, who ultimately became my husband.
Oh, wow. And they're still close?
Yeah.
Even though they shared a lady?
Yeah, they're super, super close, but this goes beyond a best friend thing. We have three kids and a big property out in the country. My husband thinks it's best if we have an arrangement in place if something were to happen. So essentially, he just like wants someone to jump into action to look after us.
And this Mark guy is not married or in a relationship or anything?
He's the epitome of a bachelor, and he'll never get married. So my husband is convinced that Mark would be good to go.
Okay.
All this talk of my husband dying is really starting to upset me.
I would imagine so. I wouldn't want to have these conversations either.
No.
I mean, just talking about setting up our will was really upsetting.
It's emotional.
Yeah, I don't like it. Ugh.
I don't even want to think about that. It's like, it's really morbid. It's really sad. It's really scary. But like now, like my husband wants to bring Mark over to the house to bring him up to speed on everything we've got going on, just so that like Mark would know where everything is in an emergency.
Okay, yeah, that is probably too much. I don't think he needs to know where the fire extinguisher is. And
yeah,
you're not going on a trip, and you're like letting him know where the cat food is.
And like the kids are well acquainted with Mark because he's my husband's best friend. So he's over all the time, but I just really hate the idea of having a backup husband. It just feels really wrong.
And yet it feels so familiar.
Yeah.
Yes, because it's an ex.
This was weird.
My husband is convinced I'll thank him one day because we have an acre to the animals, so it would be a lot to take on as a single parent with three kids.
And okay, hold on. I just kind of like suddenly realized what you said. Your ex-boyfriend is hanging around the house with your kids and your husband.
Yes.
That's really weird.
Oh, 100% weird. And now he's supposed to be your backup?
You're doing it with both guys that did it at one point.
Oh,
right?
And now your husband's trying to line it up so you can do it again? That's really weird.
We dated over 20 years ago, like, and I have no feelings towards Mark at all anymore. We're like that. It's just all platonic now.
Yeah.
I just didn't see my husband's plan coming here now because he's just trying to, and like now he's trying to figure out who his backup wife would be.
Nope.
Okay.
I don't think so.
And like, he's got a couple of contenders that he wants to run by me. Get this, like one of them just so happens to be my sister.
Well, I guess when you know what you like.
Oh, okay.
I mean, keep it in the family, right?
I mean, I feel like this is just becoming less and less of a worst case scenario situation and more of a hall pass type thing.
Is it because he's like, now listen, in case something happens with the helicopter, I'd really like your friend Nancy. Just in case something happened and you were on a helicopter.
Yeah, he's just like, oh, well, you can have Mark. And I'm like, Mark would never be a backup for me. Like, I moved on from that. Either way, I just don't want to have this conversation anymore because I don't want to talk about or think about my husband dying. That was the whole thing that started it in the first place, was me saying, I don't know what I would do without you.
Okay, well, I don't even know if we have to debate the details around this. How about the subject of backup spouses anyway? Is that a thing? Have you ever heard of this?
I haven't heard of this, but if you are in a line of work like your husband, I understand why you would think about something like that. I mean, I don't know, my husband travels a lot for work. Am I supposed to come up? Ryan, will you be my backup husband?
Of course.
Okay, done deal. Let's get that in writing.
Yeah. I have a friend of a friend And they have backup spouses, 100%. If something goes down, I'm totally marrying Jim.
This is weird, especially when he starts seeming excited about his backup.
Yeah, he is a little eager beaver. I mean, you're a stay-at-home parent?
Yeah.
I mean, something could happen. You could have a kitchen injury, and all of a sudden, there you go. She's dead.
What's your sister's number again?
Yeah, right? Do we love the idea of having backup spouses? Do people really do this? I don't know. Or should we just list this? Is this just wrong? Like, yeah, it's called a worst-case scenario, and you can't plan for those. And so if it happens, you'll sort it out on your own.
Yeah, and I don't think that's the thing you're really thinking about when your husband or wife passes away.
Yeah.
God, who can I be with now? Oh, man. Oh, God, who's going to be my partner?
He is thinking of the big property and probably got a long driveway. You're in the country and, you know, three kids and all that. 651-989-5795. Do we love this or do we list it? It's Crisco, Dez, and Ryan on KS95. I think people are going, God, never thought of it. Love this idea. This is great.
Yeah, no hall pass. We'll just call it a backup. Wink, wink.
Yeah, right? Some of the texts we're getting on Love 'Em or List 'Em is interesting. List it. There needs to be some sort of plan, but I don't think she needs a backup husband.
Huh. That's a lot.
I was about to ask what airline her husband flies for, so I know to avoid it. Thank goodness it's helicopters.
Oh, jeez.
How come the husband gets to pick her backup and his own versus her picking his backup that she's comfortable with?
Never thought of that.
Yeah. Well, I guess he went with someone familiar, his best friend and her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
It feels like a logical choice, right?
They're both people that are close to the family.
Okay. Sarah, you're in Lakeville, and it's a big, fat list from you. Why?
Absolutely. My girlfriends and I have had these conversations that we've been married for about 20 years to our husbands, and we love them. But we have raised children, and there is no way we would ever get married again.
Oh. Why?
Love our husbands, but it's a lot of work. I don't want to put that. I'm good by myself. I know who I am. I'd have my own time, my own money. We're not playing that game anymore.
Go, girl.
Oh, Sarah, jeez. Have you told your husband that? Like, seriously, if you croak before me, I would never ever even entertain the thought of getting married again. I'd be so relieved if you're gone. I mean, I don't want you to die, but if you did, I wouldn't be upset.
It's not relief, but it's just like, I have loved you. We did this great. I'm not gonna get this again.
Yeah. Right.
Thank you.
It's your one true love. That's how you have to sell it to him. You were my only. I could never love anybody like you. Whoop, whoop.
So you meet Hector, and Hector gives you a whole new kind of love.
Okay. The pool boy.
So Sarah is saying, list to this plan, no way. Now, Leah, you're in Bloomington. You and your husband have talked about this. Is he in a dangerous job, too?
No, actually, I was going through leukemia, and we had an eight-month-old son. And so I wanted to talk about it so I would feel comfortable with the list in the event I didn't.
Oh, no. And your phone's starting to break up. I hope you're still there. I'm so happy to hear that you're obviously on the mend and doing better.
Yeah. Yep.
But can I ask, like, who did you pick and why did you pick somebody to be the backup?
So I had picked a friend of his that he had had for a long time, still friends. At the time, she wasn't married. She actually isn't married again. But I had met her. I liked her values. I thought she would on her own, or if it came down to it, to my son as well.
Wow.
Wow. And he was all for it, huh? He's like, yep, no problem. Okay, that's the plan then. We're going with it.
Yeah, you know, in the beginning, a little skeptical because, you know, you don't want to sit there and say, well, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Let's do that. But just knowing that I had some input in it made me feel better.
Yeah.
Okay. I get that.
He's a smart guy. You shouldn't walk into it like a cheerleader, like, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're cool with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, glad you're doing well, Leah. Thank you for calling.
Wow.
Greg in Osseo, what's your thought on Love 'Em or List 'Em?
Hey, Sarah earlier was a good segue to mine because she was like, I would be fine alone. I think he should just get $1 million plus life insurance policy and that lady would be fine. She could deal with it. She could hire somebody. They don't need a replacement husband. They just need enough money for her to be just fine.
It's a good point.
It's a valid point.
Yeah. I think he's just looking at their property. I think there's a lot of work, probably snow removal and
animals and things to take care of.
Yeah, and mowing this giant acreage. I mean, they live out in the country, she said. So
multiple children.
Yeah, but with $1 million.
Yeah, with the money, you can hire it done. Yeah, that's true.
You have a very good point.
Yeah, okay, it's money. That's all we need. Get a big policy then. You're fine. Okay, here's some more texts we're getting. Why does he need a backup, especially if she's a stay-at-home mom? See, that's a good question.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he just is trying to be fair and make her feel better.
Or he wanted a backup the whole time, so he planned the other backup first.
From the way she said it, it's not a backup husband. It's a stand-in role. Mm. Okay. Are we saying the same thing?
Yeah.
Potato, potato.
He needs therapy. Sounds like OCD. Totally.
Yeah, too prepared.
She better hope he doesn't put this in the will. She could lose the property and everything if he leaves everything to his best friend or leaves it in a trust to take care of it, you know, for her.
Oh, yeah. Everything still needs to go to her.
I mean, is it weird that, I had this conversation with Vaughn before I went into surgery. I was convinced I was going to die. I thought I wasn't going to wake up or something was going to happen. And so I quickly had a will drawn up. I got some witnesses, signed it. We talked about it. I'm like, here's what I want. Here are my wishes. Here's how long I think you should mourn me.
Now, that part's kind of weird.
Why? I just wanted to know, like, how long do you think you would, you know, mourn the loss of me?
And what's the appropriate amount of time for you?
Well, they always say you're supposed to take half of your relationship. So we've been together 15 years. Mm-hmm. So it'd be a solid 7 years of mourning. He'd have to wear black for 7 years and mourn me.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what he would do.
And I thought it's going to have to be an even 10. I just rounded up. Yeah,
no, that's fair.
Yep.
How did he feel about that?
And I said, and you're going to have pictures of me up all over the house. And if you bring someone home, you need to introduce them. This is my beloved, the love of my life. This is my husband, and he hates you.
Yep. Pictures right by the bed.
I get it, because there's no way anybody would stay around when he introduces them to a photo.
Lee, you're in Cottage Grove. What's your thought on Lumber Listom?
Yeah, I kind of have two things. A commercial pilot can't have a life insurance policy, at least not a commercial life insurance policy. So it's not like he could go to Geico and say, I want $1 million life insurance policy. It's not covered for him because of his line of work. Maybe through his employer. But secondly, you can't put that responsibility on his wife to you're automatically committed to this one man that I chose for you. It doesn't work that way. I mean, it's a lot of commitment for her. Now she has to live out his wishes because he did pass away. The friend has to live out his best friend's wishes because he chose it for him and now he's dead. And here he could be a crummy dad.
I know. Let's just hope that nothing happens to him. And
of course.
And in the meantime, let's just say listed. It's just a bad idea.
Yeah. This is too much talk about dying. Yes, you need to have a plan. You need to have a will. You need your family to be taken care of.
I'm just glad to know it's not a thing. Here we thought this whole time it was a thing. It's not a thing.
That is great.
I don't have to come up with a backup wife for Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what you would be worried about. The backup husband isn't on your list. Who could it be? That new soccer player for the Loons?
Oh,
well, I mean, that could be. Yeah, okay. Let's draw that up.
Well, he's good and young. So, yeah, Luis. Hello, Luis.
Hello.
Oh, my.